From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Airbnb disrupted the home rental business, but a handful of startups want to go further. With apartment construction booming in recent years, some companies are finding new ways to connect building owners and short-term tenants. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
Home sharing services such as Airbnb are great for homeowners looking to make extra money by renting out properties, but for people living in apartment buildings, it's a bit more tricky.
Right now, it's the Wild Wild West when it comes to short-term rentals.
Sean Conway is the CEO of Pillow Residential, a company which seeks to make it easier to rent apartments on Airbnb. Right now, most buildings have rules barring Airbnb, so Conway asked property owners what it would take to change that.
And they told us transparency, control, and profit sharing.
Pillow is now in 12 cities and lets building owners control how much tenants use Airbnb. It also gives them a cut of the profits, around 15%. Conway says it's also a way for tenants to afford the increasing cost of rent.
And now what property managers are realizing is this is what the next renter generation really appeals towards, being able to utilize unutilized assets.
But there are signs the apartment market is starting to cool. Hans Nordby of CoStar Portfolio Strategy says vacancy rates have risen to 8.1%, up from 6.8% a year ago.
The developers are starting to pull their reins in the markets that have rent losses and vacancy rate increases, because they both lead to less net income for the building.
And even when demand for apartments is strong, it can still take a long time from the moment a high-rise building opens up until it's completely filled with tenants, something Jason Feuden calls timing inefficiency.
When we build a new building, a high-rise building or a large building, the first day it opens, you have hundreds of vacant units.
To address this inefficiency, Feuden started Y Hotel, a company seeking to turn those empty apartments into pop-up hotels. For consumers, it offers the perks of an apartment at hotel prices. For developers, it helps them monetize their investment quicker.
Pulling the trigger on a project of that scale with $150 million in motion is a difficult economic decision because of that time lapse between the go decision and when you start seeing real income.
Feuden says Y Hotel could make it easier for investors to greenlight projects.
To the extent that a Y Hotel use is in the building, it means that it's a less risky decision for a developer to build that building.
Y Hotel's rollout took 50 units in a new building in Arlington, Virginia, and just shut down a few months ago. Feuden says even bigger pop-up hotels are already scheduled for next year. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.